Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Fred Bottomer with a look at the week in health. More new cases of a rare illness with symptoms similar to polio this past week. This follows an unusual rise this year in cases of acute flaccid myelitis in a number of states, including 10 in Illinois. CBS News Chief Medical Correspondent Dr. John LaPook.
Symptoms include sudden onset of arm or leg weakness, difficulty moving facial muscles, slurred speech, and trouble swallowing.
One possible cause is an immune reaction to an infection called enterovirus, which can be spread by coughing or sneezing. But to put this in perspective, the highest number of reported cases of acute flaccid myelitis in 2016 was only 149.
More evidence that the flu vaccine is critical for pregnant women.
Over the course of six flu seasons, researchers at the CDC here in Atlanta have found that getting the flu vaccine reduces a pregnant woman's risk of being hospitalized with flu by an average of 40%. Board-certified OBGYN Michael Rendell says all pregnant women need to be vaccinated.
Women who contract the flu while pregnant have a more severe illness that could lead to hospitalization.
Flu vaccine was equally protective during all three trimesters. In any given year, only about half of all pregnant women in the U.S. get a flu shot. Sabrina Cupid for CBS News Atlanta.
An increase in the number of C-sections across the globe has medical professionals concerned.
Cesarean births are dramatically rising worldwide. A new report says the number of C-sections nearly doubled from 2000 to 2015, going from 12% to 21%. The study in the medical journal The Lancet says C-sections are overused in many countries. In at least 15 nations, C-sections account for more than 40% of all births. The Dominican Republic tops the list. 58% of babies born there are delivered by C-section. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Health officials say they're worried about the growing number of kids not being vaccinated at all, up some 30% in 4 years.
The CDC says about 100,000 American toddlers have had none of the recommended vaccinations for 14 preventable diseases. CBS News medical contributor Dr. David Agus has this message for their parents.
If you don't have your child vaccinated and they get a virus, it could spread it to a child who's immune suppressed, undergoing cancer therapy or arthritis. And it can kill them.
The CDC didn't ask why parents opted out of the vaccinations, which the government provides for free. Vicki Barker, CBS News.
There's a new warning about the potential health dangers of earbuds.
It's enough to make you yank those AirPods right out of your ears. The World Health Organization says listening to music through earbuds can lead to stress and sleep deprivation, which in turn increases the risk of stroke and diabetes. The WHO says all kinds of noise contributes. It's calling on governments to regulate the racket from road traffic to 53 decibels, which is about the equivalent of what you hear from a dishwasher in the next room. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
And that's a look at the week in health. I'm Fred Bottomer.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.